Last week, an image of Hurricane Dorian made the rounds on social media. It was taken by Christina Cook, an astronaut aboard the International Space Station, who spends her free time taking pictures of Earth from 254 miles up. Several of them are of North Carolina, where she grew up and went to school. Our State Magazine's Jeremy Markovich got a chance to interview Cook recently about how a girl growing up on the coast found a new home in space.
First off, if you're wondering how you interview an astronaut in space, the answer, well, you call up NASA on the phone and they patch you through.
Spaceman, this is Jeremy Markovich from Our State Magazine. How do you hear me?
We have you loud and clear. Good to talk to you today.
Good to talk with you too.
So that's how I got connected to Christina Cook. But the reason why I wanted to talk to her was because of a tweet. Back in April, she posted a picture of coastal North Carolina from her perch on the International Space Station.
When the coastal area of North Carolina kind of came into focus around the horizon the first time I saw it, it did take my breath away, because suddenly the places I called familiar, the places I had seen on a map a million times, picking out where I'm from, the waterways that I would use to find Jacksonville on the map were all there, and they were real. They weren't on a paper map or on a computer screen. They were on the Earth, and that was a very, very poignant moment for me.
Cook grew up in Jacksonville, North Carolina, and says she's always been fascinated with faraway places.
The ocean is one of the first things that I look to for inspiration, because in addition to the night sky and the beauty of the universe, the ocean is another thing that makes us feel small and ponder our place in the universe and kind of ignites that spirit of wonder and exploration.
And lift off.
Cook has been in space since March, and she's scheduled to stay on the International Space Station until February, which will give her the record for the longest ever space flight by a woman. But her journey to space started long before her trip to the launch pad. It really got going at the North Carolina School of Science and Mathematics in Durham.
So here is a little bit of our space-related stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Myra Halpin was a teacher at the school for nearly 30 years, and during her time, several of her students worked on projects for NASA, including one that went on a big jet that simulates weightlessness called the Vomit Comet.
So you went on the Vomit Comet.
Right. When we first did this, the students were not allowed to fly unless they were 21, so I had to fly. Isn't that horrible?
Oh, darn, right.
The School of Science and Math was created in 1980 to give talented students an opportunity that they might not otherwise have back in their home districts. For one thing, the school looks and feels more like a college campus than a high school.
Most of the courses are college level. All of the faculty have master's or PhD.
It's also highly selective. The school only admits a few hundred high school juniors and seniors from around the state every year. If you get in, you live on campus, and the whole experience is free, all paid for by the state of North Carolina.
So there's no class system in terms of economic background, and it's sort of a level playing field here.
Back in the mid-1990s, one of the students who got in was Christina Cook.
I didn't teach Christina, but I had a after-school NASA project, and that year when she was here, it was a mission to Mars, and so there was a problem about the problems of traveling to Mars. And so students worked in small groups to come up with some solution.
When you look at who Christina is and maybe her personality or just kind of what she's become as a person, like, do you see some School of Science and Math traits in her that you can kind of pick up on that you've maybe seen a lot of your students?
Two things. The principal one is she knows how to solve problems. And I think she came to science and math with already an enthusiasm for learning and for space. But here she had an opportunity to hone her skills a bit on how to be a better problem solver, how to be a good team player. The other thing that I think is just that natural curiosity. And it's okay to learn. It's okay to ask questions in class. It's okay to enjoy science and math.
Cook went on to graduate from North Carolina State University, and before she became an astronaut, she'd been a scientist in some of the most remote places on Earth, including Samoa, Antarctica, and Alaska. But no matter where she's been, she's never forgotten where she came from.
Moving on to Durham, I basically had kind of the wider world opened up for me. It was a very challenging environment at that school, and I recognized that if I stepped up to those challenges, that I could be successful, and that the harder I worked, the more rewarding the gains were. So that was an exciting period. And then moving on to North Carolina State was just a place where I found so many different ways to explore. I think most importantly, no one ever discouraged the girl from North Carolina that had a dream to become an astronaut. And I think that was the most important thing.
For WFAE and Our State Magazine, I'm Jeremy Markovich in Durham.
This story was adapted from an episode of Away Message, a podcast about North Carolina from Our State Magazine. Just search for Away Message wherever you get your podcasts. This is WFAE's Morning Edition.